Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. James Emmanuel Cisnett made history not only in Barbados, but in the Western Hemisphere. He has thus been committed to the annals of history. His headstone reveals that at his death, he was credited with being the only documented supercentenarian, one of the two last men born in the 19th century, the oldest man in the Western Hemisphere, and the second oldest man in the world. He passed this life on this day, May 23rd, in the year 2013, at 113 years of age. James Emmanuel Cisnett was born February 22nd, 1900, to parents James and Matilda Cisnett Nee Pitt. He was born into the community at Drax Hall in the parish of St. George into a growing family, a family that would consist of eight children, with him being the fifth of those eight children. As a lad, James E. Cisnett attended the St. Luke's Boys School, completing his education up to class 7. In 1917, at the age of 17 years, he embarked on his first job, where he worked and trained at Wakefield Plantation, St. John. His son Francis proudly told how daily his father walked every step to work from his home in St. George, expressing his father's commitment to the things he set his hands to do. Mr. Cisnett later joined the Barbados Foundry and subsequently Kendall Plantation, where he remained for 49 years and worked his way up to chief engineer, retiring in 1970. Mr. Cisnett was also a committed family man, and to this end, he married Nita Tamara Nee Dowling, producing six children. And after her death, within 14 years of their marriage, he took Josephine Evelyn in marriage, and together they had five children. Again, Francis spoke proudly of his father and the memories of him that he holds dear. One of the things he recounted was his father's commitment to his family and his God. Mr. Cisnett was a long-standing member of St. Luke's Anglican Church, giving long service there. Starting as a boy, along with his brother Leonard, he was one of the first to join the Church Lads Brigade, and as an adult, served as treasurer of the church for 33 years. According to the website centenariansofbarbados.com, outside of his work within the business of the sugar factory, Mr. Cisnett had varied interests. These included agriculture, which would lead to cultivating his lands with vegetables and canes. Additionally, with family and friends, he founded the Ellerton Marketing Society, purchasing a small tractor, which was let out to small farmers who found difficulties plowing their small plots in readiness for cultivation. Therefore, in recognition of his contribution, the Ministry of Agriculture honored him in 1990 as the country's oldest farmer. Subsequently, in the year 2000, he was awarded the Barbados Centennial Honor for his contribution to agriculture. He is said to have worn that insignia proudly. On this day, May 23rd, in the year 2013, James Emmanuel Cisnett passed this life, but here we honor his long life of service to family, church, and country, being grateful for the legacy he has left to posterity.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.